Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
You guys, White Cheddar has a package for us he wants to deliver.
We got a package. It was really heavy yesterday, so I went ahead and opened it because, you know, you never know what's in there.
Who was it addressed to?
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, so all of us, okay.
Yeah, it was no one specific.
Yeah.
And it is from Raphael.
Raphael.
He's a delivery driver for Coke.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and all summer he's been looking for your guys' names on the box.
Oh, what a stud.
So there's an Al, there's a Kelly.
Oh, cool, Raphael.
There is a Jose.
Awesome.
There's a Jenna.
Okay.
And then there's also a Bridget.
Used to call you in school, JC?
Yeah, that's when I got bullied really bad.
And it continues with Raphael.
Yeah, the older guys on the football team when I was a sophomore used to bully
awesome.
Me with that
Don't
name.
Laugh about it. Take away the power.
Yeah, I'm laughing so much. Right?
And so shout out to Raphael, and he also wrote in the letter, I've not handwritten anything in like 12 years. My wrist hurts.
No way.
Well, thank you, Raphael.
Best listeners ever.
That's a heavy box.
Yeah. Oh, man, he spent $17.10 just to ship it out here.
$17?
Yeah.
Did you go to stamps.com?
Can you do regular stamps on that?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is if you did use Al, funny you mentioned that, you know, stamps.com is really pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You can use it to mail regular mail, but also big packages like that.
Really?
Yeah. What stamps.com is they send you a scale, because I wouldn't have had a guess. Have you ever had to guess? You like hold it in your hand. It's like, I think I should stick an extra stamp on this. You're guessing, and then what happens? Return to sender.
I thought you got in a lot of trouble for having scales.
Well, it depends on what you're using them for, Jenna.
Yeah, Jenna.
I don't understand what that means, but stamps.com will send you one that's approved by the post office, apparently. And you can get postage whenever you want, so you never have to go back to the post office again.
Oh, no more standing in line.
Right, and especially with the holidays coming up, isn't that going to save you a lot of time and a lot of hassle? And this is the thing that Kid used to make fun of me all the time about. Going to the post office, because I would do it almost every day because I was always mailing stuff. I love to mail packages, care packages to like my niece and nephew in college and stuff. I can just do it from my house now because stamps.com gave me everything I need. I can print out the postage myself.
That's really cool.
Their scale to know I'm getting it right.
Do they have a special offer, a Kelly Raspberry offer?
Right now, because in honor of Kid Craddock, if you use his last name, Craddock, K-R-A-D-D-I-C-K, you can get a 4-week trial that includes postage and a digital scale. You have to go to stamps.com to enter Craddock. Before you do anything else, click on the little radio microphone on the top of the homepage and type in Craddock, and that's 4 weeks free with postage and a digital scale.
Nice.
There you go. For next time, Raphael. I'm 98% sure I'll be headed to the theaters this weekend, as many parents will be based on the movies coming out. But just to see if there's something out there for you, Al, or for you, Jenna, or you, Kelly and Alan, to go on a date night.
Ooh, fun.
Gray Drake from RottenTomatoes.com is joining us to tell us what's going on in the theaters. Hi, Gray.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
Going well.
Going awesome. Hopefully the movie theater's going well.
Well, it's the fall.
Oh, no.
It's one of those weekends. We could do a lot worse than this weekend.
Okay.
How about with this first film? Now, this is the only one I haven't seen this weekend, but it is for everyone who wants to bring their Facebook walls to life.
Ooh, is it is it a scary or a cool movie?
It sounds like a horror film.
It is a scary movie, much like my Facebook wall. And it's called Friend Request.
That sounds way complicated.
Exactly. It's just a whole movie full of like clicking buttons and somebody on a mouse. And it's like, ugh, this is not very compelling. There's a young girl, and she feels bad for her school reject person. Like, there's a girl that's like unpopular.
Uh-huh.
So she accepts her friend request benevolently, and then all of a sudden, her friends start getting hunted down by demons.
Oh, man.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Whoops. So that's all I really know about this film. It screened very late for critics, and so I think that the audience they're trying to capture are people that really just want to go to the movie theater to look at a TV, at a computer screen.
Are the demons trying to do bad things, or they just want to poke her?
Yes. Thank you, Kelly. Classic Mesopotamian poking demon.
That's actually funny.
You didn't respond to my poke.
I love you, Kelly. That's actually funny.
Probably not going to catch that one. I'll just be honest.
Yeah. Does it have anything on the meter?
It does not yet.
Okay.
But I am suspecting that, like the majority of other horror films, it might be rotten.
Yeah.
Okay.
So if you're in the mood for a bunch of violence, how you doing over there, newlywed?
Me? Oh, I'd love it.
If you just want to let off some steam, there's Kingsman: Golden Circle.
I do like movies like this.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, the first one was such a surprise. It was really fun and super violent and really funny. And what you will get in Kingsman: Golden Circle is exactly that, but plus about 40 extra minutes of runtime.
See now, why is everyone going all long?
Because there's so much good stuff to put in the movie.
It's all art. How can they edit art?
Edit it down, yeah.
Yeah, I think what happened with this one was that they were just trying to up the ante, and instead of really showing us anything different, they just showed us more of it. And I can't argue with that being a bad thing necessarily, but I did, you guys, I'm a well-hydrated person.
Yeah, right? When are you going to pee?
Oh, my God. 2 hours and 20 minutes of that was a little much. So, in this movie, Eggsy is back. This time, he's fully trained. He's got a great suit. And Colin Firth, unfortunately, he passed away in the last movie, yet, as you can see in the trailers, he ends up in this one again.
I thought you were going to leave it at he passed away. I'm like, I didn't know that.
Oh, no. That will be a sad... I would be crying too hard to be talking to you right now. And we've got a new villain, and that's Julianne Moore. And she is incredible. She has robot dogs, and it is really worth watching.
Robot
dogs. So, the Kingsmen team up with the Statesmen, who are in America, and we've got Channing Tatum, Jeff Bridges, and Halle Berry coming into the cast. And like I said, guys, it's just long.
It's a long one.
All of those dapper canes and fabulous cowboy hats were not quite enough to hold my interest, but I think ultimately fans will be really happy with this. But the length and the lack of innovation is what's causing it to be rotten but almost fresh on the tomato meter.
Mm. All right.
Also, it's almost there. Good to hear women complain about something being too long, though.
See,
for
that's
a change,
why
you know?
Our strategy.
Yeah, I'm more into short films. Yeah.
Our strategy works, JC. Yeah. You know, 2-3 minutes, bada boom, bada boom. Yeah.
Oh,
no,
that's
done.
A very brief film.
Done.
Yeah.
And now for a film that's just right.
Oh, good.
Oh, yay.
Lego Ninjago.
Ninjago!
That's this weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize it was already here.
Great. I've been looking forward to this movie for months.
Oh, good. You're
I mean, my son
man.
Has. Yes.
Oh, right. Of course.
Yeah.
So in this movie, Lloyd is a kid in high school, and he, nobody likes him because his estranged father is the evil Lord Garmadon, who is constantly attacking their city. So Lloyd is an outcast, but what nobody knows about Lloyd is that he's also the fabulous green ninja. And along with his ninja friends, they're constantly battling Lord Garmadon. And then circumstances require that they turn their world upside down. And I won't spoil anything else for you, but so this is one of the most interesting experiences I've had recently where I was like, guys, I'm done with Lego movies. I sort of am over it.
Yeah.
Because I love the first one, and Lego Batman was also good.
Yeah.
I thought Ninjago was awesome.
Oh, good!
Yes!
Because we're going to have to see it
have
as
to.
Parents.
Yeah,
I think that not only are your kids going to go bananas because the... It's even more visually interesting than Batman was, and it's funny. I was deeply laughing, and here's what's shocking to me. Our critics disagree with me.
Oh.
And I am so surprised that the tomato meter that's just come out, it's just rotten in the 50s. And everybody's like, it's the law of diminishing returns. This movie is tired. But I couldn't disagree more. I really enjoyed it. So for everybody, you know, out there that's like JC and you're excited and or at the very least, you're just taking your children, you are going to be so entertained. The other villain of the story besides Garmadon is a cat.
Oh, so right.
It's so funny. It's just a live action cat that's destroying the city because that's what cats do.
All right.
Greg Drake from RottenTomatoes.com once again has let us know what's happening.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Greg.
Poke, like, love, wow.
Wow. You back at you.
Is that the movie coming out next weekend? Poke, like, wow. Bye, Greg.
Bye, guys.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, Kid Nation, we got $1,000 to give away to a teacher today. Hopefully we'll do that here within the next hour or so. We also got to play a fun game, a match game. That's coming up in about an hour, just over an hour from now.
Mm-hmm.
That way you get to know us. We get to play a fun game.
Play, win, give?
We got play, win, give coming up, Big Al Mac. Actually about 4 minutes away
from
having you call in so you could play. And we're also about 20 minutes away from That's What I Like.
Yes.
Including gifts today.
Two gifts.
Jenna be ballin'.
Right.
With the gift given. Got some new music coming out today, you guys.
Yes, we do.
Let's get to that real quick. Our girl Fergie, who is now newly single, is also very hungry.
Hungry. Oh, this song is out.
Yeah.
I love this song. Oh, her full album's out today? Yeah.
Double Duchess. Not thirsty, Jenna. Just hungry.
Just hungry.
That's right.
Starving.
Wait.
Ambitious.
Very ambitious.
Yeah.
So Double Duchess is out.
So hungry.
I know you're hungry. Get that money, girlfriend. And?
So hungry.
Yeah. She's still hungry.
So hungry.
Very repetitive.
Double Duchess.
But I get it.
I like that song.
I connect.
Drives that point home.
I connect with that. Macklemore has a new album out. It's called Gemini.
Glorious.
And he's got that cool song with Kesha.
Glorious, the growing up. It's the growing up.
Macklemore's starting a tour, so he'll be coming to your city here sometime soon.
Sweet.
Check him out. I think he's doing smaller venues, which is really cool for him to do.
All right.
That way you can get a lot closer. It's up close and personal with Macklemore when he does those.
Kelly's birthday party.
What?
Kelly's birthday party.
I don't think you can afford Macklemore.
I think we're done with those.
No way you can afford Macklemore.
Never know.
The Killers have a new album out called Wonderful Wonderful. That's her song right there, Some Kind of Love. I feel like I haven't heard much from the Killers lately, but they're back. They keep coming out with albums. It just, we still hang on to Mr. Brightside.
Yeah, right.
You know, we missed that one right there.
Kelly's karaoke song.
Yeah. Now we're on to the songs that came out. Miley Cyrus got a new one for us called Week Without You, and that's week with two E's, not the week like, you know, week song.
7 days
yeah.
without you.
Yeah.
Country
on these. Breaky, breaky.
She said she's wanted to do country music. She's done some songs that are very country.
Well, Dolly Parton's her godmother.
Yeah. There you go. Not bad. A little vibey.
I like it.
Chill. Jenna, you're not going to like this.
What?
Gwen Stefani has confirmed that she's releasing her first Christmas album. And
yay.
I know you want to wait till after Halloween.
That's what I don't like.
I know. You Make It Feel Like Christmas comes out October 6th.
Are these original Christmas songs?
Yeah.
Or okay.
The first single is the title track, and it features her boyfriend, Blake Shelton.
Okay.
Wow. I get so mad at Christmas stuff before Halloween.
It's hard to come up with a new Christmas song.
I know. It really is.
Like, that's really hard. Everybody's trying to get that next All I Want for Christmas Is You, because that you're set for life if you come up with that.
Justin Bieber had that mistletoe song. That's pretty catchy. I like that one.
Hard.
Someone sent me a picture yesterday of Gwen and Blake holding hands, and she was wearing slippers with Blake's picture on them.
I want to find out where she got those.
I did, too. And I started Googling shoes with your own picture and all that.
Did you find anything?
There's a couple of apps, but nothing that seems to be connected to her shoe.
Yeah, I want to find out where those came from, too. I had the same question. Well, I can think of a lot of things I'd like to do with that.
Yeah, for sure.
Blake retweeted Gwen's announcement, and he said, quote, Daddy Likey.
Yeah.
He also announced a new album yesterday on Instagram. It's called Texoma Shore. And he says he recorded it on the shore of Lake Texoma. Literally, he was on the lake. That's where he grew up. And he says it feels like he's coming full circle. That's going to drop November 3rd, Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
I bet you got it in advance.
Well, he's also having a grand opening for his bar in Tushomingo, Oklahoma. Uh-huh. And in fact, it's open already. Well, since I've invited him to my bar, I was waiting on him to actually invite me to his. So I'm checking my...
Oh, you're playing that game?
Yeah, I didn't want to just show up without an invitation. Uh-huh. I did invite him to mine.
Well, keep on waiting, sir. So keep on waiting.
He might invite me.
Yeah. And one more song before we get to Play, Win, Give.
Okay.
Khalid, he just shared a new acoustic track on his SoundCloud called Perfect. Here it is.
I went for a walk last night. I swear it was 4 hours. Happiness is far from reaching its hour.
He called this a rough draft. He apparently did it to commemorate the first song he ever released, which was also an acoustic rough rap on SoundCloud. So you can go grab that on SoundCloud. Khalid's got a new one called Perfect. And that's your new music for your Friday going into the weekend. And let's get you paid now, Kid Nation. You waited long enough. Now it's time to play Win Give. You can score up to $500. We'll turn around and match that to your favorite charity, but you got to give us a call first at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-LIFE-LIT. Jenna, hit us with that number you would like.
33, please.
Caller number 33. You get to play and try to answer those five questions next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, play Win Give, where you can win yourself some money, and then we'll match whatever you win and give it to your favorite charity. We asked you to be caller number 33. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Hey.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Oh, we're excited. You're caller number 33. Are you already at work?
No, I'm on my way there.
Okay, cool. So you are going to be making money before you even clock in today. Look
about
that.
Great.
How about them apples?
Now, I'm so excited.
Now, Ashley, based on what you win, that's how much money we will donate to your favorite charity. What is the charity you would like to help out this morning?
Kids.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Kids Day is coming up, so we can put that towards this year's trip, so we could send 50 families, the whole family, too, the kids, the parents, to Disney World. Everything's paid for. Thank you so much, Ashley.
Oh, I'm excited. I've been listening to y'all since I was a kid.
All right, well, we have five questions for you. Hopefully they're super easy and you get all five right so you can get $500. Are you ready?
I hope so, yes.
All right, Ashley, here's question number one. What actress played Rachel on Friends?
Oh my goodness, I know this. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Well done, $100 for you. Jenna, second question.
Oh, yes. Who on the show idolizes Eminem?
JC?
That is correct.
Boom.
That's my
favorite
artist.
See how easy this is?
Look at you with $200.
Yay.
All right, here we go. Next question. Who is Rob Kardashian's baby mama?
Oh, I can see her face. I can't think of her name. Is it Black China?
Yes!
Oh, yes!
Oh, whew.
All right, you ready for this one?
Yeah, I just barked.
What is my daughter's name?
Kelly.
That's
you. $400. Look at you. You could become our second $500 winner if you get this last question right, Ashley.
No pressure. No pressure.
All right. What Disney movie featured the songs Let It Go and
Frozen?
Oh!
And Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
You just want to sing it more.
$500 for you, Ashley.
Yay, Ashley.
What are you going to do with that $500?
My daughter's 6th birthday is Tuesday. I'm so excited right now.
Man, I'll tell you.
Yay.
Happy birthday to her. What's her name?
Arianne.
That sounds like a princess.
Sounds like a Disney princess.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Ashley, thank you.
All right, and then we're going to write a check to Kids Kids on your behalf, okay, Ashley? $500.
Yay, thank you so much.
No, thank you so much for listening and getting all those questions right. Now, hold on. We'll get you all set up.
Have a great weekend.
Six of course she will party. Now.
Yeah, man.
That party's paid for.
$500 before you even clock in. That's
boom.
Good. Yeah.
That's a good Friday right there.
It'll go
there.
A long way with Kids Kids, too, the $500 that goes to her charity of choice, which is our charity, Kids Kids.
We'll take it. That's what we like.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Jenna Owens.
I got gifts today. I got a lot to tell you guys about. I'm into a lot of things.
Okay.
Okay. Usually we start with a song, but today I'm going to start with a that's what I don't like so I can get my negativity out of the way.
Yeah, let's do negative out first.
I spent $20 on an unlimited week of yoga. I didn't go once.
Those passes are great, though, if you use it right.
I don't like that it doesn't, that it starts when you buy it, and it doesn't start from the first time that you actually go. But I was just going to get that out of the way. I'm so dumb. I don't know why I did that.
That's all
right. I think you only have to go twice to get your money, right? To get your money back?
Oh, make sure Oh, no. A class is like $22. Oh. So, but I just threw away $20. I just want to get that out of the way. I don't like that I
new.
Did that.
We call it Noga.
Yeah.
Noga.
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 Next week's going to be yoga week. So that's what I don't like. Okay, now for the song. So, Miguel, you've heard of Miguel.
Yeah.
So this is not technically something like totally unheard of. But he has a weird new song out.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Shock and Awe, all one word, Shock and Awe.
Shock and
They've
awe.
Been using it on some football stuff, but listen how weird this song is.
Yeah.
I like songs I can work out too. And I heard this one, they were doing something that was on some football. And I'm like, what is that song?
Yeah. He's the one that was at the MTV VMAs and jumped and then accidentally scissored that girl into the stage.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. But he normally seems kind of sexy stuff.
R&B stuff.
So
right?
He has some more like rap sound. It is real different. And at first I'm like, this is weird. And then I'm like, wait, I kind of like it.
Heidi Miguel.
Yeah.
I like that. Shocking off.
All right.
All right.
Now for some gifts.
Gifts!
And here's a beauty. Here's a little beauty segment for you. Korean beauty, still super trendy. I don't know how this became trendy, but it's so hard because, A, you can't pronounce some of the products. And how do you know when you're getting this K-beauty stuff? What works? What doesn't?
Yeah.
So I went with something a little affordable. I found an Ulta for you guys, and sure. I've tried one of these before.
Okay.
If you want to do a face mask, how do you know which one to choose?
I
just want something that's going to be kind of hydrating. You don't. And you also maybe want it to look really funny so you can get a great picture, something fun to do with your kids, something fun to do with your boyfriend. And, oh my gosh, these masks were calling our names. This is Korean beauty, but look, lion face, otter face, panda face, and dragon face. So put these on.
So they're like masks?
Yeah, they're hydrating masks. I mean, all of them are a little bit different, but yeah, this one's, you know, with a lot of water. They all have coconut oil in them, so nothing that's going to break you out, but these are Korean beauty. Yeah, so you guys, I'm going to take lion face if you don't mind.
No.
I'm actually going to put it on.
I'll take the otter.
They're, yeah, I made sure there's nothing that's going to make you break out. Yeah. But just, you know, softness, hydrating. I love coconut water.
I'll let you choose. Do you want to be the panda or the dragon?
Oh, pandas are cute. Let me be a panda.
This restores
dull and rough skin.
So be careful when you're opening it up. But I thought you could put this on.
Oh, we need to put it on right now?
Oh, mine squirted out.
Yeah.
No, you have to leave it on for like 15 minutes,
that's right?
10 minutes. Put it on.
Yeah.
I'll put it on.
A bunch of these at home I ordered on Amazon.
Yeah.
But not this brand.
Yeah, this is just like coconut.
Is this a South Korea or North Korea?
Mine's going to soothe the red skin.
Well, I can't support
it. And I do suffer, you know, from mild rosacea.
Put your animal mask on, and then we have funny video of it. Okay.
How do you?
I'm going to do the rest of mine with this.
Oh, we really are doing this?
Yeah.
Taking my hat off.
Okay. All right. How does it? Oh, it's so cold. It feels nice. All right. We'll make sure and post these. Okay, Kelly, you're going to love this news. I always miss the boat on Target collections that are coming out. You know, you hear about it and then it sells out.
I know.
This is huge news. Target's about to drop something on October 1st. So now you guys have, what, a little over a week heads up? But it is affordable.
I can't take you seriously with your line
face. It's affordable athleisure, a new line called Joy Lab.
They got rid of some of their lines at Target. They've like discontinued a couple and added new ones. This is so wet.
Yeah, it is wet. So, you guys, this Target line, everything's under $50, and it's like really, really cute athleisure. And then they're going to have a men's line, JC Goodfellow and Company.
I like that name.
So, yeah, affordable menswear and a new home line. So, all of this is going to drop October 1st in Target.
I have this mask on.
Get yourself there.
Hey, Jenna.
I have this urge to rob a convenience store right now.
Do you have an otter?
What is the dragon?
Do you have an otter? That's what I like.
Is yours on backwards?
Is it?
Yeah, you put it on backwards.
You got to flip it around.
Oh, did I put mine on backwards?
Yeah, you guys are supposed to be the panda.
I don't know which way's forward.
Flip it around. We're dudes. Crazy. Okay, and the last one. I know I've talked about this before because I could never get the bottles open. And I promise I'm not an investor and they're not paying me. But Dream Water, I brought you guys all this Dream Water because I've been really trying it for a while to see if it works. And then they sent me a box. So I decided to share it with you guys. The guy that started, it's a babe, by the way. But Dream Water. Demi Moore was doing an interview on Ryan and Kelly the other morning, and she was talking about it, and she's not an investor or getting paid by him either.
Yeah.
Is he single?
I don't know. I haven't asked
What's
yet.
What's it called again?
So anyway, Dream Water. It's just melatonin.
So we don't take that now, though.
No, it's just melatonin and GABA, whatever it is. It's called snoozeberries, the flavor.
Snoozeberries? Tastes like snoozeberries.
So I brought it for you guys. You can order it on Amazon.
I'm sorry, but Big Al looks like a dude from Insane Clown Posse right now.
Don't you guys feel hydrated?
I do.
I feel very wet.
Yeah, my face is so slimy.
Face is wet, yeah.
Okay, I got everyone a Dream Water, so take that tonight.
Thank you very much.
Otter face.
For my panda face.
We'll post all these up at kidnation.com if you want to look cool like us with our faces.
We look scary.
These would be great Halloween costumes. Kelly looks like a lizard.
That dragon is awesome. Thank you. It matches. I'm dripping on myself.
All right, Kid Nation.
And then put the extra juice on your face after. Like, it's so, you know what I mean? Yeah, rub in all that extra stuff.
Okay. My face is feeling good.
Yeah.
Really good right now.
Yeah.
Kid Nation, give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-LIVE.
What? It's time for Feel Good Friday. Why are you going into the weekend smiling? What's going on for you?
Because I look like a panda.
You look like insane. ICP. We'll take your feel good calls. Things in my mouth. It's in my mouth. We'll take your feel good calls next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And that shit make you feel good.
Oh, everybody took this off.
Yeah. Well, it's been 10 minutes, Al. Speaking of feeling good, my face feels good. It's all smooth and stuff.
It's kind of wet.
Yeah, it'll stay wet for a second. It'll soak in.
Nice. We didn't go back in time to what we looked like in high school. That's just what happens after you hydrate your face. It's time for Feel Good Friday, Kid Nation.
You're glowing.
Thank you. So are you. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-LIFE-LIT.
Life-LIT. Now, before we get to your calls and texts, I want to get to this one real quick because you probably, I'm assuming, you saw this story that took place on Wednesday.
Yeah.
At Mattoon High School. Angela McQueen, she's a PE teacher out there. If you saw the reports, you saw that only one student was hospitalized after another student opened fire in the cafeteria. Well, Angela McQueen is a PE teacher. The reason why not very many people were hurt is because of her.
Yep.
She tackled the student as he was shooting in the cafeteria at Mattoon High School. She held him down, or held the student down, until a resource officer who was in the building heard the shots and raced over to help. So she saw him point the gun up, apparently trying to fire into a group of children, into other students. She grabbed him by the arm, was taking him down. His finger was still on the trigger.
Wow.
He was shooting shots, but they went up into the ceiling.
Oh, my goodness.
Because of her. And then she held him down until help arrived.
That's awesome.
Because of her, only one kid was hit, and he's in the hospital. He's doing well. He was hit in the chest, and he's been joking around that maybe this will help him get better grades. So he's in good spirits. And then another student was grazed in the knuckle. Could have been far worse, but thank you to Angela McQueen. Makes us feel good that there's teachers out there.
I always wonder what you would do in that situation,
hero.
And she did it.
So brave.
You know?
What a hero. Angela McQueen is her name. Don't forget that name. Remember the heroes, always.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a couple text messages we got here for Feel Good Friday.
Okay.
I will be going to Morocco to see my boyfriend in 20 days. I'm so excited for vacation.
Morocco.
That's Chelsea right there. Morocco.
Wow.
Got yourself a Morocco boyfriend.
Moroccan.
Moroccan. Look at you. My Feel Good Friday from Ruby is my annoying coworkers are gone today, so I get to have my side of the office all to myself.
Yay.
I'm
going to
jam loud music after the show's done, of course. To the phones we go. Ben is on. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
Hey, why are you feeling good, buddy?
Because I just got an offer today to finally join the six-figure club.
Oh!
Wow.
Married or single, or what's going on in your life, Ben?
That's a six-figure bachelor.
Oh, dang!
Wow. Hey.
What do you do for a living?
I am a software engineer.
Yeah.
All right.
Kids, get those engineering degrees. They they pay well, apparently.
Are you going to buy yourself something nice to celebrate?
That's a good question. I have most of the things I want. I don't really... I think I just want to do a nice dinner with some friends and have a drink.
You got to celebrate the little things,
dude.
You know?
Oh, definitely.
And then save a bunch of money. That way you can retire early.
There you go.
Uh-huh. Right?
Right, yeah.
Enjoy the new gig with the... or the raise, I mean, Ben.
Yeah.
Well done, sir.
Six-figure club.
Yeah. And we go to Matt. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Matt?
It's going great, man. What are you feeling good?
I'm feeling good because, I'm going to be doing some Uber driving this weekend. I'm starting to become an Uber driver around Dallas.
That's exciting.
Matt.
Oh, for real?
This is Matt the franchise.
Hold on, this is Matt the franchise.
It is.
Hey, Matt.
It is.
All right, so what do you have to do to be an Uber driver? Or you have to take a driving test for them?
What you had to do is I had to, the vehicle has to be a certain, year, model, and all that.
Cool.
So my vehicle passed, and luckily I was able to start doing it. So I've been, been doing it for a couple weeks now, but I'm loving it.
Awesome. Well, you go get that money, Matt the Franchise.
Brother, congrats. Yeah.
If you stumble upon Matt the Franchise, let us know. He's a stud. Have a good day, buddy. Jayla.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so you are a celebrity now, I hear, huh?
I am starting to consider that just for a little bit, my 15 minutes of fame.
What happened?
I took a sister trip with, of course, with my sister to L.A., and my episode of Price is Right just aired so I could tell everyone that I won big.
What'd you win?
What'd you get?
I'll start from the lowest. I got an iron, an egg cooker, a mixer, a laptop, $10,000, and a new car.
Yay!
Nice.
You've done that once before, huh?
Yes, I love it. We had a blast. So it was definitely a feel-good Friday because my episode aired on Monday.
What was your secret to getting picked?
I was just me. Honestly, I was just me. They do real quick 15-second interviews, and I'm always energetic, always bubbly and friendly, and I was just me and just put myself out there.
Good for you. Congrats.
Right. Yeah. Look at you.
Thank y'all so much. Y'all have
You too. You enjoy that new car.
Wow.
Morgan wrote us and said, I'm feeling good because I got selected to be a contestant on Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, we
got double celebrities on the
good
show
luck.
Right now.
Newport Jail Festival. Never forget it.
Yeah,
I couldn't watch that show for about 3 years after my experience.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great, man. Well, you feeling good?
I am feeling great because my YouTube show that I've been doing for the last 5 years, I was just about ready to quit, and this last week, I got picked up to do several new hosting gigs. I'm taking my cooking show on the road now, and I'm going to restaurants, and we're going to be talking to different restaurants all over the East Texas and Texas and hopefully the world here soon.
Congratulations,
man. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Just start out doing little YouTube videos. Yeah. Look at you.
Hey, Chris, what's your YouTube show called?
It's called Food Nerd. We take like movie premieres and things like that, and geeky and nerdy shows and stuff, and then we do food recipes based around that.
Awesome.
Perfect. If you guys go to youtube.com/foodnerd, I'm on there.
Food Nerd.
We got new episodes
food
coming
nerd.
Up this week. We did one where I took over a kitchen this last week. That one's going to be airing this week. And I made a Bigfoot sandwich for a Bigfoot conference or event that people are doing.
All right.
Well, Bigfoot is real, if you're wondering. That's why Chris is making that sandwich.
Congratulations,
Chris, congratulations, man.
That is
way
awesome.
To hustle, buddy.
Yeah.
Look, back-to-back-to-back celebrities on the show right there.
Wow.
Look at that.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Real quick, I want to read this text before we get to what we're about to do because it has something to do with it.
Okay.
It says, how sad is it that as a teacher, all I can think about is those erasable pens you guys keep talking about.
They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
Thanks, Pilot Pen. Here's what we're doing. We've been asking you, teachers, what do you need? All you got to do is send us a letter and let us know what you've been doing to be an overachieving teacher. And we're selecting these emails and these letters at random because, let's be honest, all these teachers deserve $1,000.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Which is what we're doing. And so this is the letter we drew this morning. Kelly has it in her hand right now.
Yes, this is from a teacher named Kimberly Morrow. She says, I teach in a rural area in Tennessee where 49.5% of my students are from an economically disadvantaged home. Half the students.
Yeah.
All right, so although many of my students face hardships in their young life that most people will never experience their whole life, they show up each day smiling, eager, ready to learn. I would love to be able to buy 35 boogie boards. These are LCD writing tablets.
Oh.
For my students to use to practice their daily math lessons. We're currently using dry erase boards for this. Actually, it's shower boards that I had to cut into 12-inch squares.
Huh.
It's quite expensive to continually replace the worn-out dry erase markers for my students, an expense I alone have incurred. Nearly half of my students live below the poverty level, and it's difficult to ask them to buy such trivial things when they may be living without electricity at home. I would also like to purchase a door for our classroom if we're chosen, which I will gladly buy with the money I save on markers and board cleaners.
A door.
Yes, and Kimberly Morrow, I hope I'm saying this right, Ray Middle School. She teaches 7th grade there.
All right.
Mrs. Morrow, are you there?
Hello. I'm, like, shaking. I can't believe that we actually won. I can't thank you guys enough for offering this opportunity.
Well, we can't thank you enough for doing what you do.
Yeah, your letter really jumped out at us. I mean, that's a huge percentage of your class that's living below the poverty level.
Are you in class right now?
I am, but I actually stepped outside. I teach inclusion, so I have a co-teacher with me, and he actually took over the class.
Okay, let's all pretend we know what inclusion means and just keep going.
I'm going to go ahead and be real. I don't know. What's that mean, Mrs. Morrow?
Students that have a learning disability, rather than putting them in a classroom by themselves and separating them from the rest of the student body, we actually include them in our classrooms, and we teach them and work with them just like everyone else.
I love that. Don't isolate them. They're part of it. That's right.
That is so cool that you guys do that. Now, how long does it take you to make your the erase boards that you use with shower boards? How long does that usually take you?
Well, I went to Lowe's, and, you know, like the shower backing, I had them cut into 12-inch squares, then it leaves frayed edges, so I actually took duct tape, like the fancy duct tape, and went around the edges.
Oh, there you go.
So that it would kind of clean it up a little bit. But the kids love to use them, but it's just so expensive to buy those Expo markers, you know.
It does add up.
I buy them probably, you know, every 2 weeks or so. I have to go replace them. So.
You should be rewarded for your ingenuity, though. I wouldn't have thought of that.
I never would have thought of that.
I have to put that on Pinterest.
And it must be tough for you to work with all these kids, and you want to give them the world, but you can't.
It is tough, but I think the Lord put me where I am because I came from an economically disadvantaged home myself. We didn't have a lot growing up, but I had, you know, brothers and sisters and family that I loved and that loved me, and so I made it out of that through education, and I try to stress that to my kids in class, that you are more than where you came from. Like, where you're living right now, the possibilities are endless for you. As long as you work hard, you can rise above this.
That's right. Don't let your situation define you. That's beautiful.
Well, as one of those students, I was one of those kids back in the day. I can't thank you enough for what you do for those kids.
Thank you so much.
Mrs. Morrow, since you're an overachiever, here's what we're going to hook you up with. We're going to give you some Friction Clicker Erasable Ink Pens from Pilot G. It's the Pilot G2s. And also, we're going to give you a $1,000 Visa cash gift card so you can go get whatever you need to get for your classroom.
Get that door. You're going to get a door. Send us pictures of what you buy. That'd be fun for us to see how you use the money.
Maybe we could just get school supplies and we'll find a way to get you that door. Because I feel like you need a lot of supplies in your classroom,
right?
Have
the kids sign the door. So it'll make it really cool, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Are those happy tears?
Yeah. All right, good. Embarrassing her, JC. Stop it.
Good deal.
Mrs. Morrow, thank you so much, and you keep doing what you're doing, okay?
Thank you.
Hey, teachers.
It's good people out there, man. Thank you, teachers. We love y'all.
That makes me happy to know there's women like that and men like that out there that are going to be teaching my kids one day.
Yeah, right.
One of them's already, a couple of them already teaching my kid now. Teachers, visit KidNation.com and tell us what you need to make this school year the best one ever. We're selecting them at random because, like we said, all of you deserve.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, guys, let's have some fun on this Friday. And to have fun, we need to play games. And one of our favorite games to play is Match Game. So, without further ado, here's your host, Nicholas Adams.
Yay. Hello. Thanks for having me in studio, everyone.
Hi,
Happy
Nick.
Friday.
Hey, Nick.
We're going to play the Match Game, but we need to meet our contestant first.
Okay.
Yes.
Our contestant, she recently texted us her first world problem. She got a raise. She wanted more money, but not the responsibility.
Uh-huh.
And she sent us a picture. She can lick her own elbow. Let's say hello to Stephanie. Look at the picture.
Wow.
Up there.
Wow. Stephanie.
That's impressive.
Hello.
How did you learn to lick your elbow?
You know, I didn't really think about it, and I just decided when everyone was doing that game where they tried tricking you to look stupid, and I tried it, and it worked, it kind of made them look stupid.
All right, well, Nick, tell her how we play the game.
Okay, guys, the rules are simple. I'm going to read a statement with a blank in it, and then Stephanie, along with our celebrities in the room, will write down their answers to fill in that blank. And if Stephanie and one of the celebrities answers the same thing, Stephanie gets a point. But points don't matter. We're just playing for fun.
Got it.
Before we play, let's meet our celebrities. Hello, Jenna.
I already got my second Halloween costume.
Ooh. And hello to JC.
Hola, Choc. Yo tengo tanta hambre ahorita.
Sí, bien. And hello, Kelly.
I don't think I can lick anything right now. Thinking about it.
All right, well, next break, Kelly. Next break.
I'm going to work on that. Okay. I'm going to discover what I can lick.
And finally, Big Al Mac.
First day of fall, button up your shirts. Goodbye to JC's tank tops and no more miniskirts.
Oh, man.
JC, what are you going to do with your miniskirts?
You can still wear miniskirts.
Yeah,
you
still wear miniskirts.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
but I'll definitely put my tank tops away for next summer.
Oh, come on.
All right.
Okay, I want to lick it.
What, Kelly?
Oh,
wow. Let's try and get Stephanie some points here. Remember, don't say your answers out loud. Just say the word ding when you have answered it. Here we go.
Got it.
While Jenna was competing on Fear Factor, she dropped out. When she had to eat blank.
Ding.
Ding.
Oh, wow.
Ding.
Easy.
Ding.
JC, are you good?
Yeah, I'm finishing up, but I already dinged it, but I was finishing writing.
Okay, Stephanie, we're going to go to you first. Fill in this blank. While Jenna was competing on Fear Factor, she dropped out when she had to eat
some fat.
What?
Some fat.
Fat.
Some fat.
Oh, gosh. I eat a lot of fat.
Okay. Let's go around the
room. I guess we know what Jenna didn't write down.
JC,
eating fat.
You're first, JC. Jenna dropped out of Fear Factor when she had to eat.
Deep-fried cockroaches, Chuck.
Gross.
I'd do that.
Okay.
I'd eat those.
Yeah, you would.
Kelly, you're up next. Jenna dropped out of Fear Factor when she had to eat.
Come on.
Okay, no match there. Big Al, Jenna dropped out of Fear Factor when she had to eat
bug-filled bean pies, Chuck.
Ooh, bean pie.
Maybe pug-filled bean pies.
Pug-filled, yeah.
Didn't have time to
change. I get down with that.
Still no matches. Jenna, you're up. You dropped out of Fear Factor when you had to eat.
Not eating that baby cheese.
No. Oh, baby cheese.
No baby cheese here.
No baby cheese, yeah.
Mm-mm.
Good answers, but no matches for Stephanie.
Here we go
to round number two. JC's three-year-old daughter. Is she three?
Four.
Okay, sorry. JC's four-year-old daughter, Chloe, is growing up a little too fast. Yesterday, she asked JC to take her to blank.
I was actually did that.
Ding.
Okay, ding.
This is real life. I got to hit you guys real quick.
All right.
Is it hard?
Stephanie, let's go with you first. JC's four-year-old daughter, Chloe, is growing up too fast. Yesterday, she asked JC to take her to...
buy her first bra.
Wow. That's never happening.
It's pretty fast.
Pretty fast. She is never going to grow boobies.
Okay. Here we go. Let's go around the room. Jenna, you are up. Chloe asked JC to take her to...
buy her cigs.
Oh.
Yeah.
At the black.
black lung pop.
And she can keep the pack right there in her bra.
Kelly Chloe asked JC to take her to...
Well, this might be a match.
Mm.
To the plastic surgeon.
Oh.
And you're going to need a bra after the plastic surgeon.
You're going to go, obviously, to get boobs.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's give it a match.
Maybe a plastic match.
Hey, you got to start early.
I thought I could just give her broccoli.
So save up, JC. Save up.
Stephanie, you got a match. Congratulations. And Big Al, Chloe, asked JC to take her to...
Pole dance class lessons, Chuck.
She's growing up too fast, JC.
My daughter.
You have one job. Keep her off the pole.
There's no poles at my house. If we go to a playground, there's poles. Not allowed to go to that playground. Sorry.
All right, JC, let's get Stephanie another match. Chloe is growing up too fast.
And this she is
asked,
real.
Yeah, yes. Happened.
And she asked you to take her to...
Victoria's Secret to buy undies like mommy.
That's a bra. That's a match.
They sell
bras
at Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
She really wants a thong for some
reason. Oh, my.
Yes.
Baby thong.
She wants an undie like mommy.
Love it.
And a baby gap. Yeah. Baby Victoria.
Yeah. Number three. Kelly just found out her husband Alan hates bananas. Tonight, Kelly will tell him she hates blank.
Ding.
Ding.
Whoa. Everybody's so quick with your dings.
Yeah.
Ding.
He also hated what? Peas?
Doesn't like peas, lima beans, black-eyed peas, squash. What else? And he doesn't eat leftover vegetables. If there's a leftover vegetable, I'm eating it because he won't touch it. I'll have to think about some other ones.
Okay.
Spinach?
Man, he's annoying, isn't he?
How do you cook for that, man?
He does like spinach.
Okay, good.
I think everyone is ready. Stephanie, let's go with you. Kelly just found out Alan hates bananas. Tonight, Kelly will tell him she hates...
Well, FYI, I hate bananas, too. I'm
a phobic. Oh, wow.
Kelly hates paying at full prices.
Okay. I don't think that's a surprise to anybody.
Thrifty Kelly over there.
Paying full price. All right, let's go.
It's true, though.
Let's go around the room. Jenna Kelly is going to tell Alan she hates...
life.
But I thought it was positive.
I went a little more broad.
Okay, here we go. JC, Kelly is going to tell Alan she hates...
him.
Oh. I hate you.
That's pretty funny.
She got a ring. That's all she cared about, right?
Take that question for me, Chuck.
That's bad.
Here we go, Al. Kelly just found out her husband, Alan, hates bananas tonight. Kelly will tell him she hates...
pretending to have all that dang positivity, Chuck.
It's exhausting, Al.
It is. No match, but great answers. Kelly, here we go. Let's get a last match. Tonight, you will tell Alan that you hate...
He might divorce me over this one, Chuck.
What?
I said Metallica.
No, don't ever say that.
No.
Oh, was that a
fair? No, you can't tell me that.
That is his favorite band. On a scale of like 1, you hate them, 10, you love them, where?
I hate them that much. I'll just, you know, I don't really care for them. I appreciate them.
Yeah.
So like maybe a 4 in real life?
I don't care if I go back to see them again. I was a good sport that first time, right?
You were. And hey, we got 2 matches so far with Stephanie. Here's the last round. Al brings his dog Curtis with him everywhere he goes, even when he shouldn't. The worst was when he brought Curtis with him to blank.
Ding.
I got one that's kind of whoa, but go ahead and ding that.
Ding.
Brings him everywhere.
Okay.
Ding.
Okay. All right.
I don't
Stephanie.
Think mine's going to be that funny, but.
Where's blank? Funeral.
A funeral. Yeah. That would be bad.
You sure would.
That'd be bad.
Mm. Curtis end up licking the corpse.
Ew.
Curtis is a loving dog.
And he always barks at the worst times. So at a funeral, would be during a prayer or
a eulogy.
All right, Jenna, you are up. Al brings his dog everywhere, and the worst was when he brought Curtis with him to...
Still upset with you about this one, Al. Mm. Kid's funeral.
Oh, wow.
That's a match, though.
It is a match. Yeah. It is a match.
Oh, wow.
We would totally buy it. But yeah, we didn't remember that one. Okay, no. Here we go. JC, the worst was when Al brought Curtis with him to...
Well, he doesn't have a girlfriend anymore, so... To the swingers party, Chuck. There was one gentleman that was not very pleased with the trade there.
Yeah.
No match. No match there. No match. Kelly, the worst was when Al brought Curtis with him to...
Oh, that's not funny. I said the Dog Haters of America Club.
What is that, a club?
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Yeah. Got an appearance for you this weekend,
yeah, right,
the
yeah,
Dog
right,
Haters right, of America.
I'm right, sure they have one of those.
Okay, Al, Stephanie has three matches. Let's get her one more. You bring your dog Curtis with you everywhere you go, even when you shouldn't. The worst was when you brought Curtis with you to...
Kid Craddock's funeral.
Oh,
four matches for Stephanie. Congratulations.
Jenna and I are starting to think alike.
We are bad.
The suggestion.
Wow.
How many bonus points does four matches get?
Oh, girl, you have just hit the pay dirt. How about 25,000 Kid Craddock Morning Show bonus points?
Wow.
Please go to KidNation.com and scroll down to the store and pick out whatever you like and just redeem those points. You have a good time with your prizes, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank You're welcome. You. Thank you for playing with us, Stephanie, and thank you for licking your elbow.
Awesome. Yeah, I love you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.